Okay. All right. I'm going to shut the door. We're good. Is this in bed here? Nope, not yet.
You're good.
I'm good. Okay. All right. So today we're going to have a fun class.
Yes.
We have chocolate and raisins, which are going to be part of our meditation. Well, so that's going to be fun. And we're going to meditate. We're also going to do the mindfulness on eating, which is going to be really interesting. I think you're going to be surprised. And that's going to be fun. And we're also going to talk a little bit about why it's very important to be able to approach new experiences and experiences that we're not familiar with an open mind. So that's a lot of what meditation teaches us. Mindfulness teaches us to be still. It teaches us to deal with difficult situations, and it helps us control our kind of out of control responses and emotions. What's that?
Sorry,
hi. Oh, really?
Is it chilly in here?
It's going to warm up. It'll be all right. Yeah, we're okay. Okay. We have chocolate and raisin meditation today, so we're okay. Yeah, we're all right. So are there any questions about anything? Any questions about what we're doing? Any questions from last week? Yes.
So we're going to eat the raisin and then meditate while we're eating?
We will. We're going to do a whole guided experience about it. And what it feels like. Yep. What our intention is, what our desires are, how it affects our perception, how we can pay attention more than we usually do. And also, we're more than halfway through. So stillness is a big deal. And part of the reason why, like in Zen monasteries, they sit in very regimented rows, which I did. I lined up all the rows today, but they unlined themselves. The reason why you do that is because it helps when you create some outer structure, it helps create focus. And you also see how unfocused you are and how hard it is to focus. So the fact that you're not focused, or you don't want to focus, or you don't want that order, is part of what you're becoming aware of. So I don't expect things to, I don't expect that to change instantly, but you want to start becoming aware that focus and order creates a certain type of tension inside. So we're going to do a breath meditation, and we're going to go for 10 minutes because it's time to start increasing and, you know, our ability to sit still. If you tend to put your head down, I'd like you to experiment with sitting up. If it gets really uncomfortable, you don't like it, you feel uneasy, or you get a headache, it's okay to put your head down, but I really want you to do your best to sit up straight because that's going to help with the focus. So good posture, spine straight. If you're sitting against a chair, if you sit with your back away from the back of the chair, you actually get a better alignment of your spine. All right, and I'm far away from my clock. All right, so we're going to do 10 minutes. Follow the sound and let it take you into meditation. I'll do a little bit of guidance. Do your best to stay still. And if it's hard to stay still, just pay attention to why it's hard and what you want to do without responding to that. All right. So that was 10 minutes. No guided meditation, no support. You all did it on your own. One of the reasons why it's good to start meditating, practicing mindfulness at this point in your lives is because the brain is still cultivating pathways. Your brains are still growing. I mean, they're not sure when they stop growing, but you start developing neural habits of focus and stillness. So you're actually doing some training and patterning that it'll be interesting to see what happens later on. So I was reading about that this week, and they're doing a lot of new and interesting studies about what happens to the brain when it starts conditioning itself like this at earlier ages. So now that we're still, because I have a feeling the chocolate and raisin meditation is going to be a little bit more, generate a lot of discussion. What this particular exercise is for is it shows us that we can start approaching our experience in new ways, and things that we take for granted, things that we do all the time, can look different and feel different. And there are a couple of things that does. One is it helps us approach things that we're used to, that we have a conditioned response to, differently. So everything becomes more interesting. And also things that are bad, we learn how to relate to them differently, so our experience can be different. And it's just more fun and it's more interesting, and it shows you what mindfulness can do. It's one of those little illustrative tricks. So what we're going to do is, the chocolate has nuts in it, so anyone who has allergies, that's why I brought raisins. The raisins, I don't know, I mean, they're not like completely allergy-free, but they are just raisins. So up to all of you to be responsible. And I don't know if this is going to work, but I have a little fork so everyone doesn't stick their fingers in the same thing, which is a little... Mindfulness doesn't do anything about germs.
Yeah, we don't need... There's some stories there about germs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Germs in classrooms, you don't want to know.
I probably don't.
Yeah, no, you don't want to know. Germs in classrooms.
Germs in classrooms. Bad news, I know. So... And there's not going to be enough chocolate for everyone, I realize, because I was going to do raisins, and at the last minute I thought chocolate would be more fun. But you probably all had enough chocolate last week, so no. So what we'll do is we will... Let's see. How many people do we have in here?
29 on a good day. Anybody missing today? Yeah, that's more than that, but our class is 29. Can you help me close? Quick counter.
All right, good. Quick counters we need. Three, 6, 9, 12, 14, 16, 18.
That's during the meditation. I was waiting for you, and then the three of you came out.
Yep. Okay. Okay. So it's kind of close. Take one or the other. Take like a couple of raisins.
Okay.
Or a piece of chocolate.
Okay.
And I'll do it's not exactly 29 pieces, but it's as close as I could do. All right, so it's going to be either chocolates or raisins. Why don't you take it? You want to pass it around? I think if you hold it, then it won't spill. If you just, yeah. Don't eat it yet. No eating yet. Okay. Definitely no eating yet. Don't put it in your mouth. No. Bad. Good. All right. All right.
Yep, here.
No, this side got chocolate. Here. Raisins. Did you get one? You want raisins? Okay, raisins here. Did you get, you guys got? Oh, no eating yet. No eating yet. No eating yet. Did you need another one? Okay. All right.
Anybody else need raisins?
Is that Matt and Adrian?
All right. You can have both. You can have raisins if you want. Okay. But we'll start with one. Okay. So. Okay. So everybody has your object of meditation. Do you guys all have one? Excellent. Good. Just hang out. No, that's fine. Yep, you should leave it right there. Okay. So we're going to practice the art of observation and mindfulness. So some of you I saw were smelling the chocolate or the raisin. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to feel whatever you have in your hand, whether it's chocolate or raisin. This is going to get a little sticky and slightly disgusting, but that's okay. You can wash your hands later. And with your eyes closed, approach it fresh as if you don't know what it is. As if you don't know what chocolate is or you don't know what a raisin is. Feel, is it smooth? Is it soft? Is it wrinkled? Some of you were smelling it. Smell it and see how many, it's don't eat yet. Resist the temptation to eat. And with your eyes closed, see if you can, if you know, imagine if you were like a Martian and you got handed this thing and you didn't know what it was. Does it smell good? Does it feel weird? Not yet. We are meditating on it. This is our object of meditation. Is it melting? Does it stay in one piece? So keep the silence and the focus, and it helps to have your eyes closed because you really want to approach this object as if you had never experienced it before. You don't know if you like it or you don't like it. If it's smooth, how does that texture feel? If it's sticky, how does that feel on your hands? Does it smell different when it gets warmer? Do Do you feel an impulse when you smell it that you want to eat it? What's that about? What's that reaction? How come we can touch or smell and it creates desire? Does it bend? Does it squish? Is it making you feel impatient because you want to do something with it that you are used to doing with it? You're used to eating it? Be still, because when you physically are still, you also start to notice more. Now, you're going to put it in your mouth, but don't swallow and don't chew yet. So see how you feel and see if you can bring your hand to your mouth slowly and mindfully. And if you already did it, quick, yeah, as slowly as possible. And pay attention to what happens in your mouth. So when you're raising your hand, do you start to salivate? Does your smell feel, do you notice something different? So notice what happens, all these little reactions that happen on their own that you weren't even aware of. And now as soon as you put it in your mouth, notice the taste. Does it taste different? Feel the different parts of your tongue. Feel where the taste buds are. Is it different on different sides of your mouth? What's the texture on the roof of your mouth? Are you feeling happy if you like chocolate? Are you feeling irritated if you don't like dark chocolate? What's happening with the raisin? Do you feel how it's starting to get moist and plump? And how the more moist it gets, the flavor comes out differently. Now, if you still have something in your mouth, you can chew it. Then what happens? What's the texture? What do your teeth feel like? If you already swallowed it, what's the sensation in your mouth now? What are the emotions? Do you want another one? Do you want a handful? Pay attention to all these different responses and reactions that are happening. What's happening in your throat when you swallow? Is it scratchy? Went down the wrong way. What does that feel like? Not very good. So try to keep as still as possible. And now that you've swallowed, we're gonna do a 2-3 minute meditation and just let go of everything we experienced, and then we're gonna do some questions on it. So close your eyes and focus. See if the quality of this meditation feels a little bit different than the last one. See if your mind is more sharp or more busy. Just take a scan, an inventory of what the qualities of awareness are. You can be more sharp and more still at the same time. Okay, so now I was going to put you in groups, but I think we'll do it this way. What'd you notice? Yes. Impatience. Aha. How did that feel? Frustrating. Do you usually sit with your impatience, or do you usually just respond to it? Uh-huh. So very interesting. So you had to sit through this one. That's an interesting exercise. What else? What do you notice? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what is that? Does that make you feel good?
Yeah. I like food, so.
I like food, too. What else? Did you feel more sensation in your mouth? Did you feel more, were you noticing more than you usually do? What was that? You couldn't. Why not? You don't like what? You don't like sitting still. Uh-huh. Does it make you nervous, or you just don't like it? Interesting. Well, when you meditate, and when you're still, you can just put your eyes on the, you know, just you just look at the floor, you know, kind of 5 feet in front of you, and it does the same thing. It's fine. But what you want to do is you want to practice focusing. So when you're just looking around, you see other people, then it stimulates us. Then we want to respond, or we want to talk, or we feel good, or we feel bad, or it activates our brain. So if we just look at the floor, you know, not really focusing on it, it does the same thing as closing the eyes. What it does is it creates this focus inside. And it's hard, because usually we're very distracted. We don't learn how to do this. And our brains aren't, they don't have those pathways etched in yet. So as we practice, then it becomes easier. And what that does is, when we feel that peace inside, it actually, we start to know who we are, what we want. Other people can't push us around in the same way. So it's a sense of depth. And when you have a sense of depth, then you're more in control of your life rather than your reactions to other people. But it's both a thing, something we learn, and it's physiological as well. What else do people notice? Yeah.
I was impatient too. So I had M&Ms in my hands. I just ate them, and I did what we did the first time, and I was like, I ate two right away. I was just letting it.
Okay. Do you still feel it on your hands?
No, I wasn't really paying attention to
it. Yeah. Temptation. How many people felt temptation? Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes.
I chocolate in my mouth.
It was dark chocolate. It was a rude awakening. So you felt surprised. You felt surprised, maybe disappointed. And also, yeah, welcome. But what you notice is, see about that, if you were expecting something, you thought it was something, and your whole mind and emotions and even your physical responses in your mouth were geared up for milk chocolate. And you thought that's what you were going to get. See, we think we know. And then when you experience directly, you often have disappointment because it's not what you thought it was. Part of mindfulness is it teaches us to approach something directly as it is. And then you decide, do I like this? Do I not like this? But you can see we project a lot. I'm sure this is going to be good. I'm sure she's going to hate me. I'm sure that teacher is going to get me in trouble. I'm sure. But we're not really. All of those things are different. Yes?
I was happy that it was chocolate, but then when I smelled it, I knew. Dark chocolate. I don't like dark chocolate. And then I like the way it tasted, but I don't want to throw it out. But when I bit it, it's a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
But not as much.
But you can still do the exercise. Great. So, what we're going to do, we're going to do it one more time. We'll probably do raisins for everyone. Anyone who wants more dark chocolate, they're about 6 or 7 pieces.
Whoa. Guys, I want to mix and match.
No raisins. No raisins.
One more. Not if you had another one.
What a gentleman. No, thank you. It was delicious. It wasn't what I expected.
Interesting.
It had some like little nibs or something.
Yeah, it has little nuts and something.
Yeah, so the texture, you know.
Yeah.
We're so accustomed to like immediate gratification.
Right. Exactly.
And a lot of it.
A lot. I want a handful. If you're mindful, right. You can take a couple if you want. Ooh, ouch. Here, I'm going to let you do this, because otherwise I'm going to break my recorder. Thank you.
I want to ask, what was that for?
I record them. I'm trying, when I have time, I'm going to edit some and put clips for you guys from the meditations on the web and then the meditation. So that's what it's for.
Mm.
Okay. Okay. Is everyone ready? No, we're going to watch. No, not another one for you. You want to watch greed and expectation and desire mindfully.
You're going to explode. Okay, here we go. Raisins, raisins.
Okay. Everyone set? We're going to do it again. Yeah, just put it on the table. It's not snack time, it's mindfulness time. So again, be as still as possible. You don't have to close your eyes. But for this particular exercise, don't use your eyes to observe the raisin or the piece of chocolate. Use your other senses. Pay attention to the feel. Approach it freshly. We just did this once. But try to feel for the first time again. What's the feeling of the skin of the raisin or the chocolate on your fingerprint? Can you feel the ridges of your fingerprint against the surface of the object? Can you feel the temperature of your hand and the temperature of the raisin or the chocolate? What's happening in your mouth as you feel the raisin or the chocolate? What's happening in your stomach? Now lift your hands slowly as possible to your mouth and pay attention to what happens on that whole journey. How many muscles have to move, how you change the position of your hands and your fingers, the quality of expectation and desire. What does the chocolate feel like when it first touches your lips or your teeth or your tongue? Look how many muscles have to move in your mouth. Do you feel stickiness on your teeth? Now, when you start chewing, what do you notice? And when you swallow, what do you notice? And what does your mouth feel like afterwards? What did you feel this time?
I felt more temptation.
You felt more temptation. Why?
Because the whole journey, well, I felt a mix of temptation and temptation.
Uh huh.
The whole journey thing from, you know, moving slow.
Yeah. Were you able to move more slowly than before? A little bit?
Yes.
So you could watch it. So that's interesting. So you started to see that you could watch what was happening. You couldn't control it from happening. Our responses are our responses. But you could watch it. So, oh, desire, desire. I want to move my hand fast. I want to eat it. I want a handful. Oh, you know, you see like one thought after another, after another, after another. But you're in control. So you start to become aware of everything that's happening. It's really good. Yeah.
I still don't like dark chocolate, but knowing that I was going to eat it. I was more prepared to do that whole process, and I said that it wasn't. I didn't like dark chocolate. I was, thought it was going to be no chocolate.
The second time? But the
no,
second
no, the second time I was ready. I said, okay, it's going to be dark chocolate. My mom's going to be dark chocolate. So my mom, it was dark chocolate, and I was ready. I still don't like it, but I felt at one with the chocolate.
Right, because you weren't expecting something else. So you weren't trying to push it away. Now, the next time, though, you want to experiment that if you had like dark Hershey Kisses and light Hershey Kisses and you just had them in a bowl and you were blindfolded and you just chose one and you didn't know what it was, can you be without expectation and see what happens? So that's an interesting one. Well, yes.
Same thing to myself, but like I feel the texture list on my finger.
Yeah.
I mean, I was expecting it was going to be horrible as it was. I feel much more prepared.
But did you feel like, okay, it's going to be horrible, so my back tenses up and my mouth goes like this and my face clenches up? So you start to look at all the reactions. Your face didn't.
I knew what was going to happen. The first time I was like...
Okay. That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Quiet, please. I can't hear.
As soon as I put the candy in my mouth, I like felt it like it in my mouth for like 5 seconds and chewed it because it had like stuff on the inside. And I don't like letting candy melt in my mouth. They got stuff on the inside because then it's like it's not together.
Uh huh.
So I like to just eat it all together. So I just ate it all.
But so you were aware of what was happening, because usually you just automatically just eat it all together. You don't let it fall apart. And this time you were aware, if I hold it in my mouth beyond a certain point, it's going to be not integrated. They're going to be these separate pieces, the inside and the outside. And I don't like that, so I'm going to keep. But you were aware of that moment and responding to it. And but it's good. It's good. Yes.
Yes, I felt slower when I was putting it in my mouth. Like, now I missed my lip.
Oh, did you?
I got
more
down there.
I'm like,
dang.
And then, like, I had a crunch, a little crunch candy. So, like, I was chewing and I felt too loud. So, like, I didn't want to interrupt other travel. So, I tried to chew real low.
Yep. So you see, you start to become aware, like also like what you're saying, it's really good. You said, wow, I could hear more than you usually don't really hear. There's so much noise going on, you're not paying attention. Then you thought, if I make that noise, it's going to interrupt other people. So you become, normally you don't see that stuff. So that's what happens, is we're starting to exercise our muscles of awareness. And so that's very good. All right, the horrible big bell is about to sound. Over this week, it's over already, yeah. Pay attention to expectation and desire. I want this, I want to move my hand quickly, and I expect this to be like this, and it was different. So you we're going to have expectations, but we want to pay attention to whether our expectations are, play out or don't play out. So pay attention to that in little things, eating, walking around, going outside. Have a good weekend.
Thank you for the chocolate.
Hey, I'm real riled up. A little sugar can really change your body.